love the way that the influence of the pifferari is to be found in so much Baroque Christmas music. The pifferari were shepherd bagpipers and shawm players. These men would descend from the Italian mountains into the towns and villages below in the weeks before Christmas to play their simple folk music in order to raise some money for the hard winter months. The lilting compound time rhythms of their music and the use of drones pervade in much of the pastoral music that you find for Christmas, written by Handel and Corelli. And I've just found a beautiful example in Stradella's Christmas Cantata. Stradella wrote this work in 1670, probably to entertain the high clergy on Christmas Eve. The cantata Ah, ah, troppo è ver begins with a surprise. Lucifer appears singing a bass roll, but his arias are soon overtaken by that of a more celestial angel. The struggle between the forces of heaven and hell are depicted, and good prevails. Stradella himself was to fall prey to such struggles. After his promising start writing sacred music in Rome, he was asked to leave, having embezzled money from the church. Next was Venice, where he was hounded out for having an affair with his well-guarded singing pupil. In Genoa, he had an affair with a married noblewoman, and her enraged brothers stabbed the composer to death in the middle of a piazza. All this is far removed from this serene, lilting lullaby sung by the Virgin Mary to her son. It's a prayer of devotion and a plea for forgiveness for human error. Sovrano mio bene, from Stradella's Christmas Cantata, is sung by Lavinia Bertotti with the Orchestra Barocco della Civica Scuola di Musica di Milano.
Thank you.
Sovrano mio bella from Stradella's Christmas Cantata is sung by Lavinia Bertotti with the Orchestra Barocco della Civica Scuola di Musica di Milano. To hear this Baroque Bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.